pending catalogue of over 600 lots. Size represented include Sebring, Fastnet Rock, I Am Invincible and More Than Ready. And on June 5, the National Racehorse Sale features quality drafts from Heinrich Bloodstock and Dali. For more information, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Hi, this is John Tapp. Join Gareth Hall and me on Tuesday nights for In the Gig. Each week we'll chat about the world of harness racing, from special feature stories to previewing and recapping all the major events. Plus, we catch up on the very latest news. See you Tuesday nights at 6 on Sky Racing 2 for In the Gig.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
Starter has the button, stalls are back and racing.
Fields bent on their way to the roar of the crowd.
Set.
You're up. With all the latest in racing from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday's edition of Tab Talk, a 30-minute focus to bring you right up to date on all the racing. Today, of course, for us, we're out at Rose Hill. Let's go and have a chat with Lindsay Murphy. What's it like out there at the moment, Lindsay?
Yeah, beautiful, Andrew. Beautiful. The sun's poking through. Still a little bit of light, wispy cloud around, but sunshine as well, mate. We're in for a good day.
Fantastic. You've left the track as a soft seven. For those that didn't hear it earlier in the morning, that followed a very heavy dew.
Yeah, now another very heavy dew, Andrew. The track just hasn't changed over the past few days, which is pretty typical for around this time of year. So we've left it at the soft seven. It's got a great grass coverage, though, and it'll race quite well.
All right, so soft seven, the Penno this morning, 5.44, and you've got a really thick grass cover there, which people will see and watch it on the television. So that's another reason why you've kept it into that soft seven.
Exactly right.
Yep. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, Andrew.
Lindsay Murphy with the latest of Rose Hill. Nick Quinn is joining us from tab.com.au. Before we go to our next race, take us through what's been happening with Rose Hill. Nick, as I say, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Andrew. It's been a good betting program as well, which is what we like to see. Punters sticking with Chris Waller and Jimmy Cassidy to get them off to a flying start in race number one. It was an interesting one because Waller has the two at the top of the market, Press Statement and So Willie. Press Statement opened 230, So Willie 280, and they've gone completely opposite ways. Press Statement all the way into odds on now, $1.95. Hopefully Jimmy Cassidy's in the winner's stall after race one.
Okay, so that's Press Statement. What's been happening? There was a couple earlier, Dan Shy. Now, we mentioned this earlier, Liam Pryor, the racing manager for Chris Waller in race four, gave it out. He gave us Barra Miller last week, and we put him on the spot with Liam's long shot today, and that's Dan Shy, race four, number six. It was heavily backed as soon as Chris Waller mentioned it this morning. What's been the go?
Yeah, it was $13. It's firmed into $12, so has had a little bit of a trim up there with Rory Hutchins in the saddle, but it is Ecuador from the Gay Waterhouse stable, a $3.30 favourite, in from $3.80. Is the favourite from Darcy Magic, 460, Intimate Moment at 5. But the best fact in race number 4 is number 2, Ecuador. Put a little bit of money around for your long shot there, number 6, Dan Shy. If it does salute, Andrew, you can claim it as your own.
No, it's Liam's long shot, Liam Pryor for sure. Hey, now, races 6 and 7, the boys were all over two horses this morning. Our form experts, Ron Duffersey and Paul Joyce. Bascule in race 6, number 3. What's been the go there?
Well, if they're singing from the same book there, because they both, it has been a firm of $6 into $4.60, but it's still on the third line of betting because Kaepernick from the Hawks team is a $2.80 favourite after $4 was on offer. And other ones to attract support at a bit of a price. There's a bit of money around this morning for the one right down the bottom, number 11, Cyclone, $21 into $16. But if you do want to follow the tips, there's $4.60. The race 6, number 3, Bascule.
Okay, and the other one was in the very next race. Peter Snowden gave us a very good positive report on Great Esteem. Scratch from Brisbane to run in the 7th today.
Yeah, very heavily backed. It was $8 on Wednesday, all the way into $4.80, and on the third line of betting at that price. Role Model from the Gay Waterhouse stable is the $3.20 favourite. From Mr. 111, $4.40. Hollywood Bound, $6.50. But good support for the tip there. Race 7, number 2, Great Esteem.
Righto. Now, of course, Darren Flindell will have all the information with you with the Sydney Late Mail at around 11.25 this morning. 11.25 for the Late Mail for there. And, of course, we'll get you back towards the end of Tab Talk this morning to have a look at the Brisbane information, because it's a huge day up there with the Queensland Oaks. Good on you, Nick.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Nick Quinn from tab.com.au. After this race coming up from Ellerslie, Chris Lees is going to be joining us. He's got Rustic Melody lining up in today's Queensland Oaks, but he's got some nice fancies on his home track at Newcastle too. We've just heard that from Gary Harley with Power Supply, particularly in the last race, race 8, number 1. So stay tuned. Chris Lees coming up next here on Tab Talk. This is race 2 at Ellerslie. The favourite is A Tad Like Her, $4.150.
Inside was first away, but quickly hit it off by Lady J. Right there also Elitist, and now Daisy works forward out deep, and now takes a slot just in behind the leaders. Going forward out wide, Buffalo Lass, followed round by Staccato. Shoals is next. Our Daisy's drifted back now over on the inside. Back towards the tail of the field here is Bachelor Brave. Then came Amber Rain and Don Teller's last. 700 metres to go. Buffalo Lass worked round on the outside of Lady J to be the leader. Two lengths away, Elitist is third. A length and a half back then, Shoals, who's up on the outside of A Tad Like Her. Two back to Staccato, Bachelor Brave, then Al Daisy, Amber Rain, and Don Towers a further four lengths away. On the corner now, 400 metres left to go. Buffalo Lass, the leader from Lady J. Two lengths away, A Tad Like Her, looking to run on Elitist. Wider out, Shoals. Further out, Staccato, then Al Daisy, Amber Rain, and Bachelor Brave, and Don Towers a further 10 lengths behind them at about the 200 metres. It's still Buffalo Lass, the leader. Elitist looking to run on. Here's Amber Rain and Bachelor Brave down the outside, and Staccato coming with them as well. They're all lining up here. Elitist, Staccato going out after it. Staccato got the lead just short of the line to beat either Amber Rain or Elitist. In behind them next then came Shoals, followed by Buffalo Lass, who got tired the last little bit. In behind those next was Bachelor Brave. A bold Bachelor it was. Then further away next out Daisy, with them also was A Tad Like Her. And back towards the tail of the field here was the early pacemaker in Lady J, Don Tell. Was never happy. It was a long last.
Number one, Staccato, $9.230. Close for second and third between Two Elitist at $2. And number 10, Amber Rain at $2.90. More shortly on that second race from Ellerslie, where it's fine, but a genuine heavy track. This is Tab Talk, your 7 day a week program at this time on Sky Sports Radio. Saturdays, we concentrate fully in racing, and Chris Lees has got some genuine chances today. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Made your way to Brisbane?
At the airport now.
You're at the airport. Well, you're heading up with Rustic Melody in the race, and I guess it changed so much yesterday, didn't it, with the scratching of Bohemian Lily?
Yeah, it appears to. She was the obvious leader. But whether that now puts a bit of false pace into the race with everyone considering there's not going to be as much tempo and a few might push forward, but possibly has got the gate speed to put herself in the first four or five, and with that little bit of an awkward gate, I imagine we'll push forward.
Chris, talking to you off here yesterday morning, you feel she's been a bit forgotten. She's eased dramatically while not racing.
Yeah, she has somewhat. Obviously, she's been up a while. She's coming through the Sydney Phillies races, where I thought she raced quite creditable, albeit on pretty testing ground. She had a nice freshen up. I thought her run the other day was really good at Rose Hill, and the form out of that race against them boys has stood up. Both the horses either side of her, I'm sure they'll race well in the Derby next week. So I'm pretty happy with how she's going into the race.
Since that race at Rose Hill, High Midnight came out and performed well last week. And look, she is one of a couple in the race that have been at 2,400 metres. You ran in the ATC Oaks, where she was pretty brave at this trip.
Yeah, gutsy run. I think she's probably better suited back to the 2,200 of this race. And as I said, she's quite seasoned, and she'll get the trip no problem.
Okay, so you plan really? I guess you've got to wait, watch how Doomben's playing a little bit as well.
Yeah, a little bit, but I'll let James up to his own he's owned now, so he's such a good rider. But I'd imagine that we'll have to roll forward from the gate. I probably prefer it. I don't want to be back with Winks. I think I'd rather be a little bit in front of her if possible.
Yeah, understand. Righto, so that's your runner-up there. Hey, Gary Harley just mentioned one a little while ago here on Sky Sports Radio. Power Supply runs in the last at Newcastle on your home track, a horse that has got super form there on that track.
Yeah, he's racing consistently, Andrew. He's run the other day on the really heavy ground. They called the races off after the race. He probably looked a fraction disappointing, but firmer ground today. It's slow, but I'd imagine it'll be closer to a 5 or a 4 by the time his race is on. And he's coping well with plenty of racing. He should race well.
You've got a couple of others there. Who's next and quietly confident? But am I reading it that maybe Power Supply is the best of the three?
I would think so. Who's next? There's a chance to if he gets across from the gate.
Okay, that's in race 5. Now, here at Rose Hill, you've got 3 runners. Slow pace. What can we do there? What are you thinking?
Quite inconsistent. I think at his best, he'd be right in this race. It's a significant drop in grade to what he's been racing against. He's got a good break between runs, a bit of a freshen up, and had a nice trial at Gosford a fortnight ago. He's quite capable on his debut. You just need to take him a little on trust.
Savaro lines up in race 6. The last couple, what do you take out of them?
Yeah, she's giving the impression that she's going to get 1,400, possibly even a mile this time around. First up run was okay. She had a little setback off the back of end, and she went a gap of time into Scowen the other day, where she was a fraction slow away, and it was ran at really solid tempo. I don't think the tempo will be quite as strong here, and she might be able to take up a more forward position. And if she can do that, she's genuine each way chance.
Okay, but had the issue, so probably strips a bit fitter today.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay. Senator Dinost, did you scratch it last week?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Was that simply down to the track condition?
Well, he can get through the ground, but just the perception that you wouldn't be able to race on the fence.
Yep.
At Randwick, although they come up the fence, so it didn't matter. But because he's a horse who you can't really get him off the fence. He's one of them headstrong horses who jumps and runs into the bridle, and he's a little bit one-dimensional. But he wouldn't have beat the winner last week all the same. But he's a lot better suited here. He'll give him something to catch. The last 100 metres is probably going to be a question mark with him.
I guess the claim is just crucial that you want to come across, but you don't want to come fierce either.
Well, he's a free-running horse. He does suit apprentices.
Yeah, understand. Kobe takes 3 kilos off there, Kobe Jennings. It's a big couple of days. I know you've got runners in the Cessnock Cup on Monday as well.
Yeah, I've got 3 runners there, all horses that are better performed over further trip, but they're all resuming in that race, and any of the 3 could easily show up.
Okay, that's a slip of its unique and Olympic Academy. What's the best for the day?
Oh, I think Rustic Melody each way.
Rustic Melody in the Oaks. Good luck to you, Chris. Chris, safe travels up there, mate.
Cheers, Andrew.
Chris Lee's joining us from the Newcastle Airport, about to jet set up to Brisbane. As I say, he's got Rustic Melody to be ridden by James McDonald in the Queensland Oaks. We'll go through some key markets a little while later for the program at Doomben with Nick Quinn. Paul Joyce will join us in a moment to recap on some of his thoughts for Rose Hill today. Ron Duffacy looking at his tips for the program at Rose Hill. He did like, he was keen on 2 or 3 there, wasn't he? Yeah, he was in race, let's see, his best was race 3, number 2, Allegria, race 3, number 2. He did like Bascule, race 6, number 3. He certainly liked it. And he liked Great Esteem. Peter Snowden gave us a good push earlier in the morning. So while the ultimate best was race 3, number 2, he was also keen at the odds that were being quoted with Tab. Bascule, race 6, number 3, and then Great Esteem, race 7, number 2. Paul Joyce will join us in just a little while. Tony Brazel's best trial fancies today. Let's recap for those that missed out earlier. Tony's trials were race 5 at Rose Hill, number 3, Rugged Cross. That's Rose Hill, race 5, number 3. And for Morfordville, it was race 5, number 6, Bay Road, race 5, number 6. Paul Joyce is back with us. Paul, let's recap for our listeners on a couple of these main fancies for Rose Hill.
Yeah, well, look, Andrew, I've got the two there at Rose Hill that I really like. Race 6, number 3, Bascule, first up off that really strong trial for Jimmy Cassidy and Chris Waller. And in race 7, big fan of Great Esteem, trained by, of course, Peter and Paul Snowden, number 2, Winona Coston Rides. Maps to get a lovely run, and I think coming through that Scone Cup and second up will be cherry ripe for the staff. So they're my two in Sydney. Race 6, number 3, Bascule, and race 7, number 2, Great Esteem. And I've also got a couple for you up in Brisbane, Andrew.
Okay, what have you found for us at Brisbane?
Well, it's again Peter and Paul Snowden to dominate there. I really like race 5, number 2. That's a good idea. Now, you would have seen this horse with the Hortensia up at Scone, Andrew. And
yeah.
He came from barrier 15 of 16 that day, and he was dominant. I think he'll get across and either lead or sit outside the leader today. And he broke the track record up there at Scone. I think he's in tremendous order. I'm all over him at the $4 with tab fixed odds. And then we'll go to the last race, race 8, number 10, Eugene. First up for Peter and Paul Snowden this afternoon. She's a Group 1 winner. She's beautifully placed at set weight. The only issue is that wide barrier draw, but she'll get back. And I loved her trial at Rose Hill coming into this. So race 8, number 10, Peggy Jean at $4.80.
Righto. So the two for Brisbane, race 5, number 2, and Peggy Jean, race 8, number 10, the two there. And as you've mentioned, that last race, I've been looking at it all morning. Two blue, you fancy this each way in the last at Rose Hill, don't you?
Yeah, big odds, around $13 or $14 it was this morning when we did the preview, Andrew. And look, she's a mare who I think's come back in terrific order. She's been trialling well. She loves soft tracks. And off that barrier 4 today, she just gets a lovely run in behind what looks a fast tempo. So I expect her to run a big race each way at around the $14. I don't think you can go too far wrong with that. That was race 8, number 8 at Rose Hill.
Race 8, number 8, 2 blue. Sounds like you've got kids' activities and then off to the off to the racing, eh?
You're spot on, Andrew. Plenty of radio this morning and then out to do the business this afternoon.
Okay, good luck to you, mate.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Thanks, Paul Joyce, with his fancies there and the two extras in Brisbane that he's given us on Tab Talk. Race 5, number 2, into race 8, number 10. 5, 2, and 8, 10. And looking at Brisbane, Steve Hewlett from Radio TAB was on air earlier in the morning with us. He gave us race 8, number 10, Peggy Jean, and he did like the mare Hidden Pearl, race 6, number 13. They were the two for Steve Hewlett on the big program at Doomben. We'll take a break. This is Tab Talk at 17 after 10.
Sky Sports Radio has racing covered every day. And on Sunday, it starts with Racing Retro.
Racing Retro.
Get your complete wrap of the week's racing, including all the Brisbane Winter Carnival news and guests. Join host Matthew Browning. Hear from the winners with Brent Zarafa. And get the best reflection and analysis with Ron Duffacy and Richard Friedman.
It's what it's all about. Complete coverage on Racing Retro. Sunday mornings at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Join Hancock's Racing No. 7 Limited to own and race a team of 6 horses in 4 states for 3 years for just $1,250 and no more to pay. Colts by More Than Ready, Pluck and Street Boss, and fillies by Mossman, Falvalon and Good Journey. Trainers Greg Urell, Robbie Griffiths, Barb Joseph, Leon McDonald, Bjorn Baker and Barry Baldwin. Call Shelley or Rod on 0352749171. See hancocks.com.au. There is a payment plan available. Shares can only be purchased on the form attached to the prospectus.
5 winners and a 300% return. Well, Wonderfollow's best performing service last weekend gave you that. They delivered the prices of More Radiant at $9 and Thermogenic at $8.90. Don't take on the day's punting without. There they are for just $10 for the week. Go to wonderfollow.com.au and get the Punters Show's best tips. And as a bonus today, you'll get the full set of tips for the Queensland Oaks meeting. And, of course, that comes from Wonderfollow's Brisbane Bandit. Wonderfollow.com.au. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
Let's get back to Tab Talk on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
This is Tab Talk, of course, 7 days a week. Don't forget today for Tab punters on Rose Hill Gardens, we've got that $200,000 Big Six jackpot. So it begins races 3 through 8, begins at 1:10, a $200,000 Big Six jackpot for Rose Hill. A further key interview coming up in a moment, but Nick Quinn is back with us from tab.com.au. Nick, let's have a look at Doomben. It is the feature program today. you can take us through the Oaks and the other feature races there.
Well, we'll take a look at the Oaks first, because it's a very strong addition of the Oaks with Winx, who was absolutely brilliant last start in getting the job done after being last at the 250 metres. And she's a $2.50 favourite here. She has been well-backed since the scratching of Bohemian Lily. On the next line of betting, we had the luckless Sabrina from last Saturday. She's a $6 chance. Then Ballet Suite, $9.50. And speaking of luckless, Ungrateful Alan in there at $12. Was as much as $31 just after the barrier draw. So there's some punters on Ungrateful Alan at very good odds. And hopefully he has a little bit more luck this start than last start there, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt. And, we've been talking about it all morning, but the race just changed with Bohemian Lily. But Chris Lee's made a good point just minutes ago here on Tab Talk that people are questioning where the pace is going to be. Maybe there'll be sort of a couple of surprises that we'll end up seeing good pace anyway. You know, the jocks might get out there and think, gee, we've got no pace in the race. Suddenly we'll have three or four might be diving for the lead.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, I mean, it's one of those ones where we often see with these Oaks races that it's the classiest horse that does come to fruition. And if that's the case, it's easy to see why there's been such a strong case made for Winx. Now, the $2.30 favourite, as I alluded to, so Will punters continue to rally towards Winx, or will it be something better? Look, it should be a really good day, and one race horse I'm particularly keen on going forward from today is number 15, Zazali from the Cumming Stable. So I can't wait to hear what James has to say, not just about the chances in the Oaks today, but maybe next campaign, because you do get the early impression she'll be even better next time in.
Yeah, for sure. And we appreciate James Cummings picking up. Have you made your way to Brisbane, or are you staying home, James?
I'll be on my way there, Andrew, but luckily we've only got the one runner.
Yeah,
So I can focus on her and get off the plane and help saddle her up. It'll be an exciting day.
It will be, hopefully. She's starting to get a bit of positive thoughts about her from a few scribes over the last day or two. Ballet Suite's form is good. She's drawn ideally. She comes in a couple here with the emergencies that have got scratched.
Yeah, I guess that her preparation is a little bit more like what you'd see from the horses, the fillies in the past going through the roses, whereas the roses this year is on the 7 day backup. But as she thrived in the past 3 weeks in between runs, she really she galloped her way back into form with a surging third there in the Princess Stakes last start, and you know, a good finishing effort like that over 2,000, the way she was building into it really gave us confidence going into the Oaks. And look, I think Tommy Berry, if he can navigate, a superior path to the two better fancied fillies, then it should give her a good chance to hopefully upset them.
The way that she just keeps coming to the line, you know, is a positive going into this race.
Yeah, she's got stamina, Andrew, so that's a plus. There's not much of her, so hopefully she returns a stronger filly next preparation, and we think she will. She's been, however, having said that, very resilient this preparation. Her last so many runs to still be so well in herself. She's travelled well after Brisbane, and I'd say that she's going to need the advantage of a much softer run and an economical run today, but she can finish well at the end of this sort of a distance. She's going to enjoy the extra trip than what she had at only the mile and a quarter last start. And I must say, she worked particularly well at Randwick on the course proper on Tuesday morning. Really caught our eye. She really feels like feels to us like she's ready to peak, and this could be her best run yet.
James, Nick Quinn here. She looks very promising, but I dare say she's given a lot of indication she might be even better as potentially a 4 or 5 year old. Obviously the aim is to get through today, but if you had a little think about what might be in store for the spring after she continues to grow and develop.
Yeah, I think that it's got to be always a challenge for those 3-year-old fillies to come up against the open class company when they return at 4, but you know, if she stacks on a bit of weight, and you know, she's a more mature and bigger frame filly when she returns, then that will that'll stand her in good stead. She's going to have to prove it against them, and I'd say that the trips away to Brisbane are going to help her help bring her on as a horse, and you know, it can really make a horse. And I think that from what we've seen since she's returned from that, even that just that brief trip to run in the Princess Stakes, she's just gone to another level. And you know, if that bodes well for her next preparation, then that she could be a really exciting filly for some of those Cups races next year or the year after.
Now, you had an outstanding championships, and hopefully we can get the ball rolling well and truly today at in the Oaks. And what about for the duration of the Queensland Carnival? Are there one or two runners you're particularly looking forward to saddling up?
Well, you know, next week we're going to have a runner in the Derby, so that'll be exciting to Chinam and Tantree, who both have a share in both own High Midnight, his one of last two. And I can't help but think that my filly Tree of Jesse will run a big race in the Queensland Guineas. You know, she's knocking on the door to be taking on these black type horses. She gets a first crack at 1600, but you know, a good tempo at Doomben there, I think she'll really enjoy it, and I'll be interested to see how she steps up to them. So, you know, two last start winners from Randwick. They'll be tackling the better horses next week.
No, there's no rest for you as well. You've just got finished the championship, then up to Brisbane. All of a sudden, before you know it, the Spring Carnival have rolled round. So hopefully you're enjoying your time up there and you're not copping too much flack about the Origin.
No, that's right. Sometimes you go there and you know, Peter Snowden said to me that he copped a bit of flack and didn't quite know what they were talking about when he first got there, but obviously the rivalry runs a little deeper there, and you'd have to be a Queenslander to understand.
Mate, you've got Luna Rise as your sole runner out at Rose Hill. Wasn't too bad the other day.
Yeah, he kept building all the way to the line, so it was good to see him. Good to see him running the top three there. Second up run back in Sydney. But I think he gets all the favours from a gun draw. He could just get a cosy run there behind them. But you know, the thing is, he's back in form, and if he can keep working towards some of his better form from when he showed us at three, then he's going to be a real chance in this race. But you know, we've been pleased with his training since then. He's had a few weeks between runs, and he's ready to go.
Good luck today, mate. I hope she runs well up there, Zazala.
Thanks, guys. And I've got a little three-quarter brother, to Hello Crown, running in the second last at Newcastle. Hopefully he can gallop his way into the clear and chalk up his first win, second start in a race.
That's Claim the Throne?
That's right.
It's race 7, number 2. It's a 2-year-old. We're copping the tip here. Hang on. I'll be looking for a winner by race 7, James.
I hope you won't need to be looking for your first winner by then.
Well, that's difficult
for you, isn't it?
Yeah, no. I'll be on the ground, twisting and turning in a shocking way, probably by race 7. But
I've been shooting winners from the hips all carnival. I'm sure that's
race 7, number 2. We'll be watching.
$3.40, if you don't mind, James. You've looked after the listeners here, hopefully.
Let me off.
Well, you know, it might get me an invite back. We'll see how it happens.
All right. Good on you, mate. Safe travels up there.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
James Cummings there. That one at Newcastle, race 7, number 2, Claim the Throne at 3:21. Mate, we've got 2 or 3 minutes to have a look at these other races in Brisbane. We've gone through the Oaks, the QTC Cup. No winner has won this race and gone on and won the Stradbroke. There's a couple in the mix here. El Rocker's inside the field at this stage. What's the movement?
El Rocker's been well backed. Had been well backed for the Stradbroke prior to that disappointing first up performance, but punters have come again. $14 into $8.50 is on the fourth line of bidding at that price. Now, Ball of Muscle is rock solid at $3.10. Kuro's had support, $3.90 into $3.70. That's a good idea for Dances on Stars, $10. So a small but very competitive field in the QTC Cup. And for those that do like El Rocker, has been supported during the week to win the Stradbroke, $31 into $26. Obviously, a good running would go a long way towards helping his Stradbroke chances. What do you envisage happening today, though, Andrew? Do you think he'll run well and not win and take further improvement into the Stradbroke?
No, I think from talking with Trent Bassett, and I think El Rocker needs to be winning today to have a thought of running next week. He needs to show his true form because he didn't last time.
No, so it was good. It was pleasing to hear that he pulled up well after that run, but it was also added to the intrigue in a sense that such a class galloper could be so well beaten behind Hot Schnitzel in that race. But hopefully he can turn up today because his track work prior to that had been very encouraging and there had been good money around for him to take out the Stradbroke.
Yeah, for sure. And mate, just one other race, just finally, the race before at the Eagle Farm Cup, dominated by Chris Waller horses. What's been the movement here?
Yeah, look, you're spot on that it is the Waller race because he's got four of the six and the top three in the market. Moriarty's 370, Fortaleza 4, I'm Imposing $4.20. A Pingles had each way support from the Mick Kent barn, 11 into 850. Hawkspur, the other Waller there, Roller there at $9. Look, a small field, it must be said, a disappointing turnout, not a lot of betting activity.
Yeah, all righty. Okay, so Nick Quinn's going to be back at 11:25 with the Sydney information, the late mail for Rose Hill, and that'll be followed by the late mail for Doomben. Stick around on your racing leader to get the latest information from tab.com.au. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thanks, Andrew.
Nick Quinn there, and Tab Talk, of course, back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. After the break, it's the National Racing Service previews for Harness and